diminished just a bit more each time. His face changed, slowly shifting toward what a spider's face looks like if you look real close. Most people do not have the nerve. Goblin giggled. "Turn the crank!" Sweet roared. The man at One Eye's feet tried. The first spider scuttled up the lever onto his hand. He shrieked, flung his hand around, hurled the arachnid into the shadows. "Colonel," I said in as businesslike a voice as I could muster, "this has gone far enough. Let's not get someone hurt." There was a whole mob of them and four of us, and Sweet wanted badly to rely on that. But already several men were edging toward the exit. Most were edging away from us. Everyone stared at Sweet. Damned goblin. Had to let his enthusiasm get away. He squeaked, "Hold on, Croaker. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Let them stretch One Eye a little." I saw the light dawn behind Sweet's eyes, though he tried to conceal it. "Damn you, goblin, now you've done it. We're going to have a talk after this is over." "Colonel, what will it be? I have the edge here, as you now know." He elected for the better part of valor. "Release him," he told the man nearest One Eye. There were spiders all over One Eye. He had them popping out of his mouth and ears now. Getting enthusiastic, he had them turning up as gaudy as you can imagine. Hunters, web spinners, jumpers, all big and revolting. Sweet's men refused to go near him. I told Tracker, "Go stand in the doorway. Don't let anybody out." He had no trouble understanding that. I released One Eye. I had to keep reminding myself the arachnids were illusions. Some illusions. I felt the little creepies. Belatedly, I realized One Eye's legions were marching on Goblin. "Damn it, One Eye, grow up." The son of a bitch wasn't satisfied to bluff the Imperials. He had to play games with Goblin, too. I wheeled on Goblin. "If you do one damn thing to get involved in this, I'll see you never leave the hole again." "Colonel Sweet, I can't say I've enjoyed your hospitality. If you and your men will come over here, we'll just be on our way." Reluctantly, Sweet gestured. Half of his men refused to move toward the spiders. "One Eye, game time is over. It's get out alive time. Would you mind?" One Eye gestured. His eight-legged troops rushed into the shadows behind the rack, where they vanished into that mad oblivion from which such things spring. One Eye strutted over to stand by Tracker. He was cocky now. For weeks we would hear about how he had saved us, if we lived to get away tonight. I shooed Goblin over, then joined them myself. I told Goblin and One Eye, "I want no sound to escape this room. I want that door sealed like it was part of the wall. Then I want to know where we find this character, Corby." "You got it," One Eye said. Eye twinkling, he added, "So long, Colonel. It was fun." Sweet forbore making threats. Sensible man. Fixing the room took the wizards 10 minutes, which I found inordinately long. I became mildly suspicious, but forgot that notion when they said they were done and that the man we wanted was in another building nearby. I should have hearkened to my suspicions. 5 minutes later, we stood in the doorway of the building where Corby was supposed to be. We had encountered no difficulty getting there. "One second, Croaker," One Eye said. He faced